right, we're here at Make It Fair with Jeremy from Bug Labs. Jeremy, thanks for being on Channel 10.
My pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, you guys make, you guys do DIY gadgets. You've got some modular systems that allow you to literally build your own gadgets. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Think of it as like a platform for gadgets. So rather than us define what you're supposed to do with it, we're saying, you know, like a computer, you can, whether you're using it for accounting or playing games or surfing the web, it's up to you. Same thing happens here, but now we're letting you actually build new gadgets.
All right, so how does it work? Show us what we do.
So it starts pretty simple. We have one part called the bug base. Think of this as a computer, okay. Right? So it's got a CPU inside, memory, power, etc. And it on its own is an open source programmable Linux computer. Mm-hmm. But it's where you can take it that gets so interesting. You can add on what we call bug modules. The way we think about it is to take the notion of a gadget and break it up from one final thing into its functional components. So here I've got a motion detector. As I move around, it detects motion. It's also an accelerometer, so if I do this, it's aware of that. Now, that information is exposed as a RESTful web service. This is important because we're trying to make this accessible to anyone who would be able to program a website should be able to build a bug. That's what we want to do here. So what was working a second ago but stopped working now, and for sake of camera, I'm not going to reboot it. This was showing me a digital leveler. So as I was doing this, a little thing would show which way it would go. That's cool. What's really cool is the developer who wrote it yesterday in 8 minutes. He can take that code. He's already put it online at what we call BugNet. Mm-hmm. BugNet is our kind of online collaboration place. So the next clever person can come along today and say, I like that leveler thing, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to add on an LCD screen and I'm going to make a 3D leveler. Next person comes around, downloads that code, and says, no, I'm going to go one better. I'm going to make a Marble Madness game, right? So that as I do this, I'm trying whatever I'm going to do with it.
And all the time they're snapping in and out these little modules, right?
Sure. Or, here I have a camera with an LCD screen. I guess it's done with its thing. It was taking pictures on a random interval over a period of time. Maybe, I'm using this as like a little display security system, and I just want it to randomly keep taking pictures forever and ever. I don't have to keep, it's modular as an advantage, but you're not required to use it in a modular sense. The neat thing is, everything is internet aware. So let's go back to my little motion sensor here. Just to kind of create the concept, this is a GPS receiver. So what I could do now is I've got GPS in motion. I could build something that everybody who's got a bug in these two modules could download my code, and we could report to some central cloud seismic activity. Right? Now, again, it's probably not the most reliable data source, but it's thinking about it in that sense of what if the constraints that we think of today are broken? What could we go build? So one idea that someone else brought to us, but we're really kind of talking about now is crowdsource radar detection. Right? So a radar detector module, a GPS module, every time it gets a signal, sends it up to the cloud somewhere, and then people could even subscribe to get that data feed through their mobile phone to find out where the speed traps are. Now, of course, it's all open, so the police are welcome to use it and build the anti-speed trap tracker. It's all, neutral ground. It works, we provide an SDK inside of Eclipse. That SDK is in Java, but it's all open source, so you can use absolutely anything to code on it. So if you wanted to make a C# interpreter or whatever, you're welcome to do that. We are fully supporting it. It's kind of the first device that we don't mind if you unscrew and open it up. Just
right.
Try not to drop it in the bathtub.
Now, what type of snap-in modules are available at the moment?
Right now, we have motion detector, GPS, LCD screen, and the camera. We'll have two more coming out in the next couple of months. That'll be Wi-Fi and what we call the Von Hippel module. It's named after Professor Eric Von Hippel of MIT. And it's a breadboard, so you can use it to connect anything else to the bug that you might dream up. Later this year, we're going to do a full-screen LCD, a keyboard, audio input and output, and a barcode scanner. We'll have over 20 on the market by the end of the year, and our roadmap has 80 more in store.
Wow, okay, so availability, pricing, more information.
Available right now, although we're a little behind on production, so fulfilling in early June, about a month behind, but maybe by the time people are watching this, it's real time. Pricing for the bug bundle, which is the base and four modules, is $629, and you can buy each component independently.
Okay. Great. And more information, website is?
Buglabs.net. BugLabs.net.
BugLabs.net. Jeremy, thanks very much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of Makers.
Thank you.